MDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continues coming in to the death of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
Russia has serious questions to answer. That's the view of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Munich. Here in London, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak reacting, calling it terrible news. He adds, as the fiercest advocate for Russian democracy, Navalny demonstrated incredible courage throughout his life. Sunak says his thoughts are with his wife and the people of Russia. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
In Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fani Willis will not take the stand again today, as expected. The state says they have no further questions about Willis's relationship with a prosecutor that she hired to help investigate the election interference case against Donald Trump and several co-defendants. President Biden will travel to East Palestine, Ohio today to see progress from the cleanup a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed, releasing toxins into the air. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is cracking down on sex trafficking. The state assembly yesterday passed a package of bills that came out of the speaker's task force on the issue, Democratic Representative Jill Billings.
Kids who are human trafficked are victims. They're not criminals, and we should not be charging them with the crime of prostitution.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Rizzo Lopez Foods and sold under a dozen different brand names. Two people are dead and 24 people are in the hospital across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Dane County is looking to change its outdoor warning siren policy. That's after an EF2 tornado blew through southern Dane County and into Rock County near Evansville last week. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says he wants siren tests to be done on the first Wednesday of the month year-round. Currently, the tests only run from March through November. Parisi is also directing sirens to sound for 3 minutes every 10 minutes. Currently, they only sound once for 3 minutes. He says this will allow people to know when a tornado warning starts and ends. A Madison-based addiction treatment center is reaching out to other areas of Wisconsin with a new mobile clinic. Psychological Addiction Services is sending the van to Portage in Columbia County 7 days a week. They got the mobile clinic through a state grant to let them service more areas. They say that it's important to bring treatment as close to people as possible to reduce barriers to treatment services. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Brewers spring training underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened up spring training with about a dozen pitchers working out with catchers. A lot of new faces, but one to keep an eye on is Jacob Mizorowski out of Missouri. They call him the Miz. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. Mizorowski pitched last summer for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers before being called up by Carolina. He turns 22 in April. NBA. Despite numerous injuries and missing three starters, the Memphis Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss. Giannis had 35 points, but after the game, Doc Rivers said the Bucks' fundamentals are just off on defense.
We're playing decent defense until 5 seconds on the clock, and the guy with the ball puts the ball on the floor and drives it. Straight line. Our body positions were terrible. If a guy's quicker than you or you're quicker than him, if you're not square on the ball, you're going to get beat in this league. We got to be able to guard the ball. We got to be able to keep the ball under control.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a little cooler than yesterday. Our high right around 29 this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 12 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 28. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on WestUniversityFamilyDentistry.com. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I don't have any evidence of that. But you know, Abby, you know what they like to do. Some people are saying, perhaps, maybe, if the Bidens... I mean, I don't know what James knows or doesn't know, but he should tell the American people. When did he find out that this 1023 form was a lie? When did he find out that his informant was lying to the American people and they were still using that information? I'd like to know. I think James has to answer that to the American people.
Thank you, Jared Moskowitz. Oh, the FBI informant getting on the Hunter Biden case, getting arrested yesterday by the FBI. Fani Willis kicking ass, taking names. Am I missing anything?
No.
Oh, look who's here.
Yes.
Look who's here.
With Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
I'll tell you what you missed. The
Hi, John.
First ever trial for a former president will begin on March 25th. I know you wanted Jack Smith. I know you wanted to go to the federal case. I know you wanted... Fani Willis, but no. You get Alvin Bragg, people. Alvin Bragg's on the menu. You're going to eat Alvin? Yeah, have some Alvin Bragg. That's what you get. I know you wanted something else for your first dish, but that's your appetizer. Alvin Bragg.
Hi, John Fugelsang. It's so lovely to have you in studio. And I know that we want to talk about Sexy Liberal because we're both about to burst. We're about to burst with secrets.
Oh, my. Yes. Stephanie Miller, who can do 54 miles uphill in the desert in the rain with scorpions on a bike, but gets winded by a 5-minute opening set.
Shut up, John.
I know how it is. Poor Navalny. Can you believe Trump killed Navalny and Tucker Carlson's career? It's 1.25 journalists he destroyed this week.
John, pissed is not the word, watching this Fani Willis. Now that's a witch hunt.
Imagine
Is that what the second day is? Are they going to see if she floats or is what's up?
Yeah. Imagine taking money from a rapist to attack a woman's consensual relationship. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that's a special tier in law school hell.
But you're right, John. These Putin puppets in Congress, here we are. What we've always said, he is a murderous dictator, Putin. Are they still defending him today?
Oh, they have to defend him.
And meanwhile, they're like, oh, the Russian nuke is going to kill us all. But Russia's still the good guys. Putin's still the good guy.
Hang on. The State Department explains.
Yes.
The space nuke was not going to kill us all.
No, it's not.
It's only going to kill our satellites and knock out our communications. So we'll kill each other when we don't have internet for 5 hours. That's all it's going to do. We'll be cannibalizing each other because we can't get a Wi-Fi signal.
Khrushchev always said they would take us without firing a shot.
Yes. I mean, even the animals are upset on Earth from this. They can sense it. The dogs know something.
Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat.
Oh, dogs
they
know.
They feel the sexy liberal heat between me.
Something going on in space.
Lint. They're barking
space
at lint.
Space lint, Chris.
Space
you are correct.
Lint.
All right. We don't negotiate with terriers around here.
Oh!
Nice.
All right. John.
Yeah, what a week. Where to begin?
We're going to have a lot of announcements.
Can I ask a question?
We have to literally save the world. The sexy liberal will save the world. Last time we saved democracy, now we have to save the entire world.
We're going to save the world. We're going to come to Chicago and a bunch of places we can't tell you.
That's
yet.
Right.
Yes. Sexyliberal.com. I'll get those Chicago tickets. That's the one
exciting.
Right before the DNC. It's going to be.
Sometimes, Steph, it's one weekend after another.
Yes, there are a couple. We will have a couple of 2 weekends in a row where you'll have to fly on airplanes and be in nice hotels and around thousands of cheering fans. It's going to really be draining for you.
Okay.
Here's my question. How rich is Hunter Biden going to be on a scale of Stormy Daniels to E. Jean Carroll?
I know.
On a scale of E. Jean Carroll to Dominion voting systems, how rich will Hunter Biden be after his lawsuits?
I know. I mean, I have to say, and today is going to be Judge Gordon.
I know.
It's dropping at some point.
Happy end of the Trump Organization to all those who celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
As of today, he's officially destroyed everything he inherited from his dad and Barack Obama.
Yeah, Jen Rubin tweeted, Thursday's indictment implicitly argues that some of the most sensational charges Republicans have sought to level against President Biden and his son were based on lies.
Yeah.
Comer meltdown time. Has he made any comment yet, Jody? No, not that I can.
Yes, I think he said, if I was a Democrat, I'd be fired by now, but I'm not, so suck it. That's what Comer said. And Charles Grassley, he just came out of his crypt and laughed and went back in his crypt. So, I mean, no one's going to care. It's the Republican side.
I keep saying, and our friend Dino Medalla points out, dear corporate media, please stop calling Trump's criminal case in New York, where he's facing 34 felonies, the hush money case, as Manhattan D.A. Bragg says, this is an election interference case. Trump committed these crimes to conceal vital information from voters right before the 2016 election. They're all election interference cases.
And here's what you ask your MAGA loved ones. Did you object when Michael Cohen went to jail for the exact same crime?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not the same kind of crime.
Yeah.
The exact same crime.
Individual
now
one.
The unindicted co-conspirator is finally going to court. Did you object when someone already went to jail, or did you sit by because you acknowledged a crime was committed?
Yeah. By the way, someone tweeted, every American heterosexual male has said a piece of ass before, and you said about their own daughter in front of a microphone. Thank you for making those fine distinctions.
Well, and in fairness, it was Howard who said it, and Trump defended his honor by saying, yeah, you're right. So, yeah, it was moving time.
Yes, but thank God we've interrogated Fannie Willis about every nook and cranny of her personal life.
Isn't that great?
And not the rapist.
Let me tell you something. You can knock these Republicans all you want, but if you are a woman engaged in a consensual relationship, they will get to the bottom of it. They will. They will not sleep until they humiliate a black woman for being successful.
All right, I'm going to play some Trump just because I want to hear your, what is it we're calling it now, Marlon Brando with a head cold?
It's Marlon Brando on speed with a cold.
That's it, okay? Look, Hitler was smart to invade Poland, and if he wants to invade Czechoslovakia, they didn't pay. Go ahead, invade Czechoslovakia. Go ahead, invade France, okay?
Okay.
He's smart. At least Hitler's smart, okay?
This is why it's a Save the World tour, because we have that impression of Donald Trump. In addition to his new impression of me. Go ahead.
Impression of you. Yeah. You're an incredibly athletic
woman. Do the thing
woman.
You were doing before I got here.
I did it in front of you, too.
I'm Stephanie Miller.
I'm Stephanie Miller, and I can do 54 miles.
My voice is not that low.
White phosphorus, I can do 54 miles. But don't ask me to do 7 minutes on stage in front of thousands of people who love me and every attractive lesbian in the time zone.
I have such a love-hate relationship with John Fugelsang.
You are in your old Lucy phase.
Shut up.
I'm going to be that woman in a gas station
don't
soon.
Don't post these photos of you riding up Mount Olympus, dodging lightning bolts and scorpions, and then tell me, oh, my joints hurt from my third minute of my monologue.
Shut up.
The crowds love this woman. When you teeming throngs come to this tour this year in a city near you, and it will be in a city near you because we're visiting everywhere, you will see the power of Stephanie Miller on stage. Yeah. I will never forget the night you and I were in Koreatown, and we're doing Beth Lapid's show, and you did a straight up set, and it was you, me, and Patton. And after that show, I was like, I said to you, you've got a tour. You are a great stand-up comic.
Is that
comic.
How all this tragedy started?
Yes, it started that night, and I blamed Patton ever since.
Oh, I think I was doing my patented Catherine Harris impression.
Oh, is that how long ago it was?
Yes, that's how long ago. That's a while. Yes.
Those Catherine Harris jokes will draw in the Gen Zers. We got them.
Oh, yeah.
I got some Joey Buttafuoco material. I'm waiting for this
her
story.
On Sean Hannity. Sean, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. Okay.
That's a great Lindsey Graham, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, John. Thank
my
you.
Favorite Tennessee Williams heroine.
What? Or was I? Oh, we have to save the world because, yes, Putin is, Trump is encouraging Putin to attack NATO countries. How is that not starting World War III? And now, has one Republican been asked about Navalny today?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Or suddenly, you know, they're spreading these conspiracy theories about the Russian nuke space thing.
Republican who should be asked about it is Trump's dirty little Johnson, because he's the reason keeping a vote on foreign aid from coming. And listen, I think it's great that we are paying for all the weapons Israel's using to slaughter people in Gaza, and we're paying to help those poor people in Gaza. My tax dollars are having a very confusing time right now.
Yeah. I got to tell you something.
I'm telling you, if Mike Johnson called a floor vote, it would pass. That's why there's not a floor vote.
By the way, he is in
Trump's pocket, which means he's Putin's pocket
limp.
This
tells you how scrambled and how difficult this Middle East issue is. Bernie Sanders breaks with progressive group on Biden protest vote in Michigan. He's declining to join a progressive group he co-founded in encouraging Michigan voters to spurn Joe Biden over his support for Israel's assault on Gaza. Our Revolution, a nonprofit that grew out of his 2016 run, backed the effort to get voters in Michigan to vote uncommitted in the state's presidential primary as a way to protest Biden's support for the war. Sanders is not the only progressive sticking with Biden. AOC also stood by her endorsement.
Standing by Biden.
But now I'm like,
but
this is the problem. The Bernie diehards already turned on Bernie a long time ago.
Right.
So, you know,
some of those Bernie diehards never believed anything Bernie ever said, because you don't go for Bernie and then decide, oh, I think abortion should be illegal, and go for Trump. Okay.
Right.
Like these Tim Pool, this ridiculous beanie
and
child.
I don't know
man.
Where you are on the Jon Stewart thing, but Bernie Sanders wasn't too old for him, but he piled on Joe Biden's age for 20 minutes the other night.
I saw it. I mean, I got the bit he was doing, but Jon Stewart should have known that was going to come off as both sides. But again, he's a Democrat. This is what you do. Jon Stewart is campaigning not to get just liberals to watch his
show.
But
to say we're going to be okay either way.
But it's media culture.
You're a multimillionaire.
Yeah,
you're going to
be okay. That's
the rest of us are not going to be okay.
But bring it back to the Middle East. This is why Bernie is right on this, because you have a choice. You can either have Joe Biden, who's not doing enough, but who's trying. Joe Biden's the one reason we had a ceasefire in this region before Christmas.
Yep.
And if we get another ceasefire, it'll be because of Joe Biden's pressure. You can have that flawed Democrat, or you can have Donald Trump, who is holding pom-poms and cheering for every Gazan children murdered.
Yeah.
These are your choices.
Netanyahu and Putin the keys to do whatever they want to do.
Or bring back the guy who wants to have a Muslim ban. Bring that guy back. These are your choices. I know it sucks, and I know if you're Muslim, it sucks, but my God, look at the bigger picture here. And yes, Netanyahu is a monster. Hamas are monsters. Both sides deserve new leadership. The only
both
chance,
sides do it there.
Yeah. The only chance we have for
both sides are to blame. And,
That's it.
Paul in Seattle, real quick. Hey, Paul.
Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Paul and Dave aren't there, man.
¿Dónde está Pablo?
Mason tweeted, if America was actually a Christian nation, it would forgive deaths and care for immigrants. And you said, yes, but that's only if you believe what's actually in the Bible. Once again, my ecclesiastical move, bringing it.
The Bible commands a jubilee year every 7 years where all debts are forgiven. Now, imagine if we had a government based on biblical values where suddenly everyone's mortgage debt and credit card debt and student loan debt were gone. What would happen? Well, rich people and banks would be mad for a few hours, but everybody else would go out and spend money and stimulate their local economies.
You know, we talked to Dana Goldberg yesterday about those Jesus ads during the Super Bowl.
Funded by
Oh, I saw the clip. You were fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, but we were, obviously they're funded by a lot of these, these anti-LGBT groups. And Dana had retweeted the perfect. They said, there's no hate like Christian love.
Yeah, I liked the ad. When I first saw it, I actually couldn't believe it. It looks like it's actually an ad of Christians made to enrage Christo-fascists and racists and Christian nationalists. I couldn't believe how progressive it is, which is to say, I couldn't believe how Christ-like it was. And when it was done, I was so impressed. I was like, well, did anyone wash a gay couple's foot? Let me go back and watch again. Because they did so much that was right in it. But then when you find out who's funding it, you cannot be a homophobe and a Christian. Gay discrimination
is the
opposite.
They were going to wash the lesbians' feet, but they left in the Volkswagen. Is it a Volkswagen or a Subaru? I can't remember which ad that was.
I can't believe you would stereotype
Volkswagen, yeah.
Like that.
It was Volkswagen.
It's Volkswagen.
I can't believe you would stereotype. Were they wearing Birkenstocks, too? Let's go all the way here. No,
I thought actual lesbians in an actual Volkswagen.
I thought the ad itself was very lovely and very progressive and shocking, but then you find out who funds it.
Right,
and
yeah.
I'm sorry, homophobia is the opposite of everything Jesus teaches, and nobody who is Christian follows Leviticus. No one follows Leviticus. If you eat bacon, you don't get to mess with the gays.
There you go.
19 minutes after the hour, Fugelsang live in studio, bitches.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty Lude.
I talk about you every night on my show now.
You do?
Because for years, you raved to me about Nature's Blend, and I didn't listen. But then we finally got some for my wife's insane Pomeranian, Screaming Mimi. And I can't believe the change in her. Her coat, her energy, she's so playful.
Yes.
And you know why it is? Because it's freeze-dried raw. And
yes,
it's none
that's
of that
right.
artificial
right. Thank you, John.
Meat fillers or meat meal.
Oh, good. I can just lay back.
Yeah, okay. It's incredible.
Yes.
And you won't believe it. They are so confident that you will love your dog's response that you can get 54% off your first order.
Yes, you can.
Plus a free package of their beef and liver treats, which I got to admit, my cats love those. My cats feel those. I got to hide them.
Well,
Dr.
He also makes Nature's Feast for cats. And also, I have said when I awaken my terrierist, sleeper cells in my bed every morning. Their first demand is what? Dr. Marty.
Dr. Marty.
You better have it ready.
Yeah. And Tilly's Treasures.
Yeah.
I'm not deep into the cult enough to learn about the cat food. They haven't sent me that copy yet.
Nature's Feast.
I'm working on that.
Get it?
But I'm down with the dog food.
All right. 54% off. You heard the man.
Wow.
Off your first order plus that free pack of Tilly's Treasures.
I finally listened to you, Steph.
DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Stephanie Miller.
The things you say, you're unbelievable.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. John Fugel sitting live in studio, who has just gotten an excellent review from his Uber driver. And I think that is the highest recommendation can make.
On Twitter.
For John Fugel saying in his fantastic show.
Yet it did not affect my score.
No. It's Adam tweeted, shout out to John Fugelsang for being my awesome Uber passenger today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He also knew the artist that was playing on my car stereo. Of course. Are you kidding? He was a VJ, Adam.
Oh, we didn't play Brian Eno at VH1.
No, you did not.
If it had been Hootie and the Blowfish, John, that job would have come in handy.
Yeah. Can you put in a good word for me? Put in a good word for me on Uber, will you?
Yeah, I'll try. Lyft won't talk to me.
Chris, who said Navalny leaned out his life fighting for the freedom of the country he loved? Putin is a murderous, paranoid dictator. History will not be kind to those in America who make apologies for Putin and praise Russian autocracy, nor will history be kind to America's leaders who stay silent because they fear backlash from online pundits.
It was either Augie Doggy or Doggy Dad.
Yeah, that's Steve Bannon.
No.
No?
Senator Tom Tillis, which is the rare Republican, has said the right thing.
Someone wants to get primaried. You don't come here to hunt.
Okay. All right. Oh, because I want to hear your Marlon Brando with a head cold impression, here is Donald yesterday. Here we go.
Everything that I've heard and read, even from legal scholars, said there's absolutely no case here. It's not a crime.
Really?
This is not a crime. And when you look at what's going on outside of the streets, where violent crime is at an all-time high, I think it's a very, very, it's a great double standard.
Okay, the biggest lie came in the
double accordion, the
first
double
half
hand
of
job.
The first sentence was legal scholars that I've read. Like there, you
right
had a lie.
Yeah.
Like before you got to the subject of the sentence, you had a lie.
That's
it was
one
beautiful.
Of his techniques. Everybody's saying all the experts when it's no. When
like
no.
Everybody's reading on Twitter.
No.
Anytime someone says to me, sir, you know I'm lying. Okay.
Tears in my eyes.
Ever hypothetically say someone called me sir.
Tears. So many tears. Bob tweets, Trump is really arguing he doesn't have time to be tried for election interference because he's got another election to interfere with. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Melania, I'm so sorry I didn't get you a Valentine's gift. I'm $83 million in hock, but it's only this week. It's just for a little while, and it's only for someone I raped before I knew you. Okay, Melania? This is not the woman I was with the week you had our child. This is the woman I raped long before I knew you. So
different.
I promise I'll get you a Valentine's Day gift, but don't confuse the woman I raped before I married you with the porn star I paid to be quiet about sleeping with me the week you had our giant child. Again? Again.
He is giant. I mean, you're giant.
He is giant.
As
that
is your son.
Is
however, that is like lurch
tall.
He's huge.
He's so tall.
Wow. He's German. No doubt about that.
Wow.
And it's going to make it harder for Donald Trump to keep saying he's 6'3 over the years.
Right.
It's like...
Yeah. By the way, you just brought this up. Katie Fang tweeted, Wade wasn't dating anyone, including Fonnie Willis in 2020. He was battling cancer and cannot venture out into non-sterile environments during the pandemic.
I mean, talk about
an invasive... God, talk about your cancer and your illness and your finances and your dating and when we were having sex. Oh, my God.
She also revealed on the stand that she had gotten a negative review while she worked for the DA's office. So, like, their witness against Fonnie Willis crumbled and their witness against Joe and Hunter Biden crumbled in the same afternoon.
Yep.
It's almost like it's all full of crap, folks.
Yeah. That's my favorite. She said, you're confused. You think I'm on trial. Mm-hmm. These people are on trial. 29 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang's here, everyone.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's top Republican says he won't push for a lawsuit over new legislative district maps if the governor signs them into law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's getting too late for that.
We wanted to have these maps enacted now, so we have the ability to go out. I mean, there's a bunch of new districts. There's a bunch of lots of people who are going to have to be found to run for office, and that takes time.
Some Democrats speculate Republicans might sue in the hopes a judge would keep the current maps in place through this year's elections. Wisconsin is taking the first step toward enshrining limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the state constitution. A proposed constitutional amendment passed the state assembly yesterday. The next step would have to be to pass the Senate this year, but the upper house is only in session a few more days. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. A local group raising money for epilepsy research has raised over $1 million since their founding 13 years ago. Joey Song puts on a yearly concert to raise money. This year's event was a battle of the bands featuring musicians from big-name bands like Cheap Trick and the Bangles. They raised $325,000 this year, bringing them over their lifetime $1 million mark. All proceeds go to Cure Epilepsy, Select Epilepsy Foundation affiliates, and the Wisconsin Badger Camp. Three new businesses are coming to the Hilldale Shopping Center on the west side. Faherty will sell environmentally friendly clothing and is expected to open later this month. Rowan will offer ear piercings for all ages, all done by licensed nurses. Little Words Project sells word bracelets. Both Rowan and Little Words plan to open by early summer. It will be the first physical location in Wisconsin for all three businesses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a little cooler than yesterday. Our high right around 29 this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 12 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 28. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Labor shortages, retention problems. It's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's not a crime. We're here for something that is not a crime. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. What it is election interference. It's being run by Joe Biden's White House. His top person was placed here in order to make sure everything goes right. This is a terrible time for our country. This is a real dark period for our country.
Yes. Grandpa, we're at the bus stop. Put that back in your pants and zip up. Thank you, Grandpa. It's okay. We're not in trouble.
This
it's
is
okay.
a Wendy's, sir. Yeah, he is. I don't know what to say. Joe Walsh tweeted, Donald Trump committed crimes trying to overthrow an American election, but the local DA in Georgia charged with prosecuting Trump for some of those crimes is on the stand right now getting raked over the coals regarding who paid for some cruise ship she went on. What a country. Chris, who said you're confused? You think I'm on trial? These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
It was either Pixie or Dixie.
No, I just
we
said,
played the
we just
audio.
Played it. Bonnie Willis.
Wow.
Clarence Thomas took hundreds of thousands of dollars in luxury gifts, and this woman is being raked over the coals because she went double Dutch on a $100 dinner tab.
Right. Thank you. By the way, he's got the murder rate. It's terrible. She should be. Blah. The murder rate for New York State is 4.8 per 100,000. Murder rate for New York City, 5.3 per 100,000. Murder rate across the U.S. is 5.5 per 100,000. Murder rate in Texas, 8.2 per 100,000. Murder rate for Mississippi, 23.7 per 100,000. This whole, myth that, the crime in New York.
It's red states.
Atlanta, it's terrible. Yeah.
It's red states.
Oh, and this one, Dirk wins Twitter. He said, those in the GOP criticizing Willis for becoming emotional under oath can Kavanaugh all the way off.
Nice. Very nice.
Yes. All right. Dave in Miami. Hello, David.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. I'm not a Christian, but I am trying to get the debts paid off, so I'm a little conflicted. I hope we all...
You're down. Welcome. Welcome to the tribe. Thank
you're down with the Jubilee?
Yeah, exactly. $30K for back pay, absolutely. But as we approach President's Day, I hope we remember not just the four faces on Mount Rushmore with all their flaws and racism, but also the worst presidents. I will include Jefferson Davis, W., Trump, naturally, but also remember the poor president for a day, David Rice Atchison, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one, right. So try to remember the best and worst. After all, both Jefferson Davis and Lincoln both started in Kentucky and both fought in the Black Hawk War.
All right. So, thank you for those historical fun facts.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Happy President's Day, everyone.
Chris, pop quiz again. Who said if you're a woman and you go on a date with a man, you better have $200 in your pocket so if that man acts up, you can go where you want to go?
Jinx the Cat.
No, we already played it. Tony Willis. God, he's so bad at this, Jody. He's
really not paying attention.
Okay.
A man is a companion, Chris.
Yes.
Thank you. Not a plan. Not a plan. Nope. Not a plan. I'm not going to emasculate a black man. Did you understand that? Who said that?
Astro.
No, Bonnie Willis. Who said, you don't have to yell at me?
Clarence
me.
Thomas.
Could have been me.
Well, yeah, you.
No, Bonnie Willis. Who said, I ask you not to yell at me? Who said that?
You.
No. Okay, and let's also take some Schadenfreude-alicious time to once again read the tweet. The FBI informant that leaked information prompting a case into Hunter Biden and the president is being arrested for providing fake information. Whee!
And Comer this morning was saying, he's not the basis of our...
yes, he
was. Oh, he was?
We have other things that we can go...
Has Marsha Blackburn tweeted out her apology yet?
No. All right, Chris, you get a bonus round that you do not deserve.
Okay.
And don't yell at me if you get it wrong.
Let's do this.
Who said a president's alleged criminal scheme to overturn an election and thwart the peaceful transfer of power to his successor should be the last place to recognize a novel form of absolute immunity from federal criminal law? Who said that?
The Bugaloos.
No, Jack Smith.
Who?
You don't know Jack. Okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready to have more time with Jack Smith. I thought I was going to be having a trial with him by this time.
Okay, Bob tweets, we will survive another 4 years of Trump really brings up a lot of questions about who we is. Certainly not any of the groups Trump is aiming the MAGA hate cannon at them. For them, the risk is existential. You know, I brought up Jon Stewart because I was saying John, he's obviously wildly talented. I watched it, you know, first before I, because the first day we hadn't seen it and there were just a lot of people complaining.
But then I watched it.
He did talk about Trump for a minute, but then he piled on Joe Biden for, you know, at least 10, 15 minutes.
He did make a point to establish that Trump is much, 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 much worse. He did include that in the piece. But yeah, it was more this age stuff that doesn't help anybody.
Mary Trump took to social media to rebuke what Jon Stewart had to say. She said, not only is Stewart's both sides are the same rhetoric, not funny, it's a potential disaster for democracy. In what universe is Donald vibrant, productive, or capable? This statement wasn't even tongue-in-cheek. Stewart was making a straight-up comparison. There are no excuses here. Stewart knows who Donald is. Donald isn't vibrant. He is compulsive and unhinged. Donald isn't productive. He is inept. Donald isn't capable. He is a disaster. She said, Biden is the candidate who gives American democracy a fighting chance. She said Trump is a fascist as well as a cruel, unfit rapist, in addition to being a criminal defendant under four indictments, sides with our enemies at every opportunity.
Okay,
I think we're just so raw emotionally,
I think we're
just not in the mood for. And by the way, I just want to say, America, if you're not in the mood for both sides, do it comedy. This is why God invented the sexy liberal tour.
Yes. Coming soon to a city near you.
Oh, a lot of cities near you.
I think you need to realize something, though, that I think you're overlooking, which is that Joe Biden is 80 and has a stutter.
Yeah.
And that means abortion should be criminalized and Vladimir Putin's allowed to invade our allies.
There you go.
You
exactly right. Thank
so
you,
he's
John.
He's 81 with a stutter, and that means climate science is a hoax. Do you understand? Okay.
I love what Kimberly Johnson said. She said, I don't have a blind allegiance to the Democratic Party. I have an informed allegiance.
I like that.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jody. Jody, give it a preach and an amen.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's an unmanly cult of blind obedience. That's the only way I can refer to the GOP. That or Putin's OnlyFans. But I prefer to call it an unmanly cult of blind obedience. Because you ask any liberal, Hunter Biden broke the law. It looks like he didn't. But if Hunter Biden broke the law, put him in jail.
Yeah.
And here, everyone listening, try this with your trolls and your loved ones.
Yeah.
Here's a sentence I can say out loud and write. Any Bidens who knowingly broke the law deserve to go to jail.
Right.
So easy to say. Oh,
so
my
easy.
God, it came right out of me.
Wow.
Now, I
want
to
right
see.
Out.
Now, you tell your loved ones on the other side. Let me see you publicly tweet this. Any Trumps who knowingly broke the law deserve to go to jail. None of them can do it because they know what the other Trumpers will do to them because it's a cult.
Yeah. Just as for those of us that marinate in the news, Keith tweets yesterday, there was a mass shooting yesterday, and we're focused on an evidentiary hearing about two adults in a consenting relationship. This is just nuts. And I think, and the fact that we're going into a second day of it.
Yeah.
But you understand
nuts.
That migrants are legally claiming asylum once they stand on American land, and that's a crisis. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
The guns are fine. That's freedom.
Oh.
That's a well-regulated militia exercising their rights over there in Kansas City.
One of your favorite subjects, Ron DeSantis. Ron tweeted, absolutely unbelievable. DeSantis today admits his book ban statute has caused chaos by allowing right-wing activists with no children in public schools to mass report books. He says the law needs to be changed. Seriously? He is like, what? What idiot? What? Oh, just put this into effect. What,
yeah, I'm not running for president anymore.
Desperate to be president idiot.
Delete. I'm not running for president.
That's nothing. Imagine if Matt Gaetz gets cleared and he got married for nothing.
What about Tim Scott? I mean, okay.
Tim Scott. Tim Scott's not getting married.
I'm
telling you, that caterer got the deposit up front, and that caterer is my hero. Okay, Tim Scott's not having a wedding.
That's a lot of butter biscuits going to waste.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Bob tweets. I feel like we let go of Trump smells bad prematurely. A few more weeks, and he'd have been bragging about his beautiful scent at every rally. I think we did. Weren't we on vacation when Trump smelled? I mean, he obviously smells.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Oh,
he does.
Uh-huh. Okay. Seth tweets, there's nothing normal about a public figure with tens of millions of fans going to a hostile foreign country so he can broadcast anti-democratic propaganda to America. Remember the now-dead 20th century iteration of the Republican Party reminded us of Hanoi Jane for decades, literal decades. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now Carlson, who was on the short list to become the Republican candidate for vice president of the United States, is engaging in acts of treachery beyond anything Jane Fonda ever imagined, and it's barely a story. And what about today, after Navalny?
Yeah. Well, even Putin complained about the questions
yes.
he was getting.
She goes, what a softball idiot. That is. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot harder. Than...
Who is this lipless stooge? Who is this unmanly, pudgy, trust fund lipless stooge?
Oh, John, we are
what
just...
What is this douche in headlights look he has? This mouth-agape look of slack-jawed befuddlement I do not like.
Russia is in everything. It's in the, you know, this ginning up the anti-vaxxer stuff. Aaron Rupar said an FDA expert just testified, this is yesterday, that COVID vaccines have saved at least 3.2 million lives in the U.S. and at least 14 million lives around the world. And I love what you were talking about, Representative Garcia, who you mentioned is a homo.
He is a homo.
Yes. He is. But he's fantastic.
He's a great homo.
With Marjorie Taylor Greene looking on, Representative Garcia displays one of her vaccine misinformation tweets and has an expert witness debunk it. The witness apologizes on Marjorie Taylor Greene's behalf to the parents of children who have died from COVID and says that's why getting vaccinated is so important. And what was it she said? She's like, well, I don't have a medical degree, but I have a degree in
BS.
Yep. Okay, well, that's...
And that's the exact moment I said, maybe I'm a homo. That's exactly right then.
Well, she is shaped like Barney Rubble. So
true. Yeah. She is. I feel better now that Lara Trump is going to be in charge of
Me
the RNC.
Too.
Don't you?
I feel much better about that. She will do for
she threatened
fundraising.
To sing. Don't.
She'll do for fundraising what she did for I
Tom Petty
down.
Songs.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Okay.
We better have at the Republican National Committee a ground game operation the likes of which this country has never seen. We better be doing voter registration in record numbers.
What?
We also better be doing legal ballot harvesting all across this country, because those are things the Democrats always outdo us on. And let's face it, Rob, we better start telling people to go vote early. We have this notion that it would be nice if we had one day of voting. I would love that. You would probably love that. We'd love to give people the day off of work, and we'd love to have paper ballots.
She wants a holiday for voting. I'm down with
that. Yeah, sure. A lot of what she said.
I did, too.
Yeah. I don't know why the RNC just took in $5 billion for lip liner and filler. That's a strange donation.
It is odd.
I don't want to be petty. Neither does she.
Here's the part where I think she admits it's going to be another grift and all the money's going to Trump.
Uh-huh. That's the part.
RNC needs to be the leanest, most lethal political fighting machine we've ever seen in American history. That is the goal over the next 9.5 months. If I am elected to this position, I can assure you there will not be any more $70,000 or whatever exorbitant amount of money it was spent on flowers. Every single penny will go to the number one and the only job of the RNC. That is electing Donald J. Trump as president of the United States.
That's it. There you go.
And paying his legal fees to keep him out of jail.
Right.
Senators and representatives are not going to like that.
No, but this is already the way it is. She's right. The RNC already is lean. It is lean. It is like Steve McQueen and Papillon. It is lean. And it is because no one is donating to the Republican Party anymore on the state or federal level. They're all donating the Save America
Trump has
PAC.
Sucked them dry.
Only one candidate is using his campaign donations to pay for legal bills for his child, and it's Donald Trump. That's why Ronna McDaniel left, because they're not raising money and they lost all these elections. Trump is the reason for both, and she was still the fall guy.
Yep, exactly. Here is Trump saying something completely untrue, which was very hard to find. Thank you, Jody, for that.
So that's where we are. I'll talk to you later after. We don't know what's going to happen. We want delays. Obviously, I'm running for election. I can't. How can you run for election to be sitting in a courthouse in Manhattan all day long?
He was not required.
I'm supposed to be in South Carolina right now, where other people are, and where, again, this is where I should be. I shouldn't be in a courthouse for something that virtually every legal scholar says they don't understand that there's no crime. Even if he was guilty of something, there's no crime.
Every legal scholar says even if he's guilty, there's no crime,
even though he's guilty of a crime that he was charged with.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's his thing. Everybody's saying, no one's saying. No legal expert is saying there's no crime.
This is not the New York rape crime or the New York criminal fraud crime. This is the New York election fraud crime.
Right.
I'm just trying to get
it
all straight.
Here is Ellie Honegan, some thoughts.
First of all, we have to address the tired and tiresome claim that this is all coming out of the Biden White House. This is a state case. There's zero evidence whatsoever that Joe Biden or the administration had anything to do with this prosecution. Second of all, Donald Trump said, quote, this is not a crime. There's a fair debate about how serious this is, but this is a crime if proven as alleged in the indictment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all the legal experts except that guy. Okay.
Under any reasonable construction, if proven, this is a crime. And the third thing Donald Trump said that I noted is he said there's absolutely no case here. This is a debatable case. It will be tried to a jury. But this is a case that has a good faith basis. There's a basis of fact in the indictment. It'll be up to a jury.
Thank you. By the way, 2 grand juries in Georgia are the reason where we are in Georgia, not because of Fannie Willis.
Citizens who viewed the evidence.
Yep. Thank you.
And do you realize with this case, with the hearing we're going to get today, which will be the big story probably on my show tonight, Donald Trump defrauded the IRS and insurance companies and big banks, and he's still not more likable.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. John Fugelsling will weigh in on the great Pop-Tart debate of 2024.
I have thoughts.
Pop-Tart slash frosting debate.
Very serious thoughts. Mm-hmm.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the GenuCell I need because of John Fugelsling blackmailing me into doing 11 billion sexy liberal dates and people posting pictures from one's past.
That's right. Yeah. I love this tour so much, I'm willing to let you suffer for it.
So why don't the bike rides cause wrinkles?
Yeah, the bike rides don't cause that, Chris.
No. Gen 90, because Gen 90 is here. It's their newest thing. Yeah. Instant wrinkle treat.
25 minutes on stage without pedaling uphill, does it? Yeah.
Punch him right in the neck. It works. Gen 90 works anywhere you use it. The eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You can feel it. Tingly, tingly, tingly.
Very nice.
The same feeling John Fugel saying, engenders in the lady people in the audience. There's a reason GenuCell has 400% the customer loyalty of any other skincare brand out there. I've been using it for literally 11 billion years. Oops, I admitted my age.
Uh-oh.
Okay. GenuCell XV. Oh, my favorite. The Collagen Builder Moisturizer with Vitamin C, Hyaluronic Acid, and a pure natural base. Stunning results day after day. I use it every single day. I tell you what, right before the show, Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now at GenuCell.com, including in that bestseller package, Best Value in Skincare Anywhere. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are before you even leave the room. Order right now, GenuCell.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box. Hello. And deep firming serum while supplies last, plus free shipping on all orders. That's GenuCell.com/Stephanie. Thank you, John. GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advanced tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
I am so empty.
Stephanie Miller.
I can't get to nothingness.
Yeah. Thank God. John Finkelstein is here for the great Pop-Tart debate of 2024. The inventor of Pop-Tarts passed away. He was cremated. The family's still waiting for his ashes to pop up.
That's not funny.
That's not the point. The point is, I say only non-frosted cinnamon Pop-Tarts are the only. Frosting in general is disgusting. No. It's too sweet.
Nope.
Frosting is too sweet.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Frosting on cake.
Oh, my personal comedy Jesus has spoken.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. I gotta qualify it. As a gateway drug for kids, you gotta go with frosting on Pop-Tarts. Right. Kids get to have frosting on Pop-Tarts, adults don't. How's that?
Rocky Mountain Mike has tweeted a picture of himself. Thanks a lot, Steph. My office is right next to the break room. He has purchased cinnamon Pop-Tarts, which is...
I think frosted, it's frosted, though.
Oh, by the way, Moggett says, the only flavor that matters. Thank you, the cinnamon. Thank you for that.
It's gotta
Will
be fruit flavored.
Will says, people who don't toast their Pop-Tarts have no place in civilized society.
Again, with age, I've come to agree with that. As a young person, I'd eat them raw.
That's the only way to eat
them. Young and gay. Didn't need it toasted, had tons of sugar. It was okay. But now, this broken down, old, desolate shell of a man that I am, I got to take it toasted and flavorless.
Phil has said, cake without frosting is like Pop-Tarts without frosting. It is a crime against nature that you should only be able to get with flavorless gelatin in the Republic of Gilead.
Yeah. Phil, some of us like fitting through the door when we leave a room. Okay, Phil?
And finally, Antiface says, are you still talking about frosting? In the words of the great Ms. Tomlin, can we please stop talking about that cake? Right, that's the thing I asked for. Okay. Oh, I have it. No, you don't have it? Yes, I did. Okay. I have one last hate tweet that I saved.
Oh, yeah.
I
got more. One for you?
Yeah, because I did several tweets standing up.
You should have told me. What about everything in mind?
Thank you. Okay. Because I did several tweets standing up for Fonnie Willis, so I was called the C word probably more times, I think, before 6 a.m.
Than usual.
Yeah. Than usual, even. Yeah. Yeah. Mel tweets, was Stephanie Miller ever funny, or has it always been a hack fest? Where they play the same lame bits over and over. On another note, is it required that her staff overlaugh hysterically at all the non...
That's funny!
At all the non-funny things that are uttered by the host.
Yeah. It was funny.
I had you sign anything.
You know what? We laugh at things that are funny that you say.
And then when you do bad jokes, we tell you.
Yes.
Tell you.
Yeah, really, exactly. Mel. I have more no people in this show than anybody in the history of show business.
Mel, when honest.
Mel, when she's not around, you should hear us go off on her.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, but yes, in the answer to your question, it has always been the exact same hack fest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was I ever funny? I don't know.
Look, everything's okay now because Mayorkas is impeached, so we're safe, and that made the world better. Don't you feel safer, Republicans?
I sure do.
It's a hack fest that's been on for 30 years.
it's for extra hacky. Yeah. John Fugelsang, don't miss his show tonight on SiriusXM.
Rob and Reiner joins me tonight to talk about his wonderful new film about Christian nationalism.
Oh,
you got to hear me and Rob go off on it. It's great.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. And sexyliberal.com. Get tickets to Chicago and many, many more
many
to come.
More.
For Angela next.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Coming up Friday on Matt and Air On Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer, talk to Wisconsin State Senator Mark Spritzer. Brigadier General Stephen Anderson joins us to talk NATO. Don't miss it.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.